18 million stories make up the treasure trove that is the Australian Museum. I'm Frank Howarth, Director of the Museum. Come with me while we bring to life one of those stories. The archives of the Australian Museum are a real treasure trove, but like most archives, to get there is a circuitous path. We go in through the front entrance of the museum, through the public areas of the museum, down a lift, through corridors, and eventually come to our archives, and they're an amazing resource. In this particular case, we have the work of two incredible sisters. In 1846, Harriet and Helena moved with their father and mother from Sydney to Ash Island in the estuary of the Hunter River. Their father was an entrepreneur, businessman, but he was also an entomologist. He was very interested in the insects of that area of the Hunter Valley and a group of insects called the Lepidoptera, commonly seen as butterflies. Ash Island was an interesting area of rainforest, of mangrove and of woodland, and in that beautiful environment the two sisters also became fascinated with the natural world and what's more became incredible illustrators, incredible artists in their own right, and they worked for a long time, for almost 20 years with their father doing illustrations of not only the insects and animals he was fascinated with, but of the landscape of the Lower Hunter River. And we see in front of us at the moment a magnificent artwork of two beautiful butterflies and their caterpillar in the Hunter River. In the background is a beautiful sketch of Ash Island. This particular plate is typical of the works they did. It's about the size of an A3 sheet, as we would know it now. The very bottom of the sheet has some very, very fine ink sketches of particular aspects of the insects themselves. The life cycle of the butterflies involved, it shows both the male and female form. These drawings are significant now because they're being used by the Kooragang Wetland Rehabilitation Project to understand how the vegetation of the Hunter Estuary was at the time and to use that in guiding them in how to bring the Hunter River back to some of the glory of those days before Europeans turned up.